Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindsets. Let's get into the podcast. What up, what up? Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Mindset Go podcast. We're going to jump right into things today with a few questions for you. Do you have resolutions that just don't seem to work out? Do you have goals and dreams that just don't get achieved? Well, guess what? You're not alone with this. The University of Scranton did a study that shows 92% of people don't achieve the goals or the dreams that they set throughout the year. Now, with this, I wanted to dive a little deeper into the 8%, so I did, you know, a little further studying just to see what set them apart, what's different for them. And the conclusion I came up with is they're not different at all. They're no different than the 92% of us. They're married, single, educated, dropouts, wealthy, and of all ages. Now, you may be like me wondering, okay, what sets them apart? And what it really boils down to is their mindset. This 8% of people have a success-oriented mindset, guiding their thoughts and actions throughout their goals. This is the only thing that really set them apart from us 92%. Now, if you answer yes to any of the questions earlier, it doesn't mean that something's wrong with you or that, you know, you have mental incapabilities or anything to that nature. What it really is saying is that your mindset just isn't on the same level or playing field or being used to its full potential. By that, I mean, take cars, for example. You know, you drive your car every day, but sometimes you notice that your car isn't performing the way it should. It may be the AC, it may be it's not giving as much gas as it typically does, but it doesn't mean that the car is just a bad car or that you need to get rid of the car altogether. Typically, what this leads up to is the car may just need a tune-up. We may just need a tune-up, a mental tune-up. A tune-up is typically just an adjustment to like the engine or mechanisms within the car so that it performs at maximum efficiency. That's what we got to get our minds to. We got to get our minds to perform at maximum efficiency. So today we're going to discuss 7 steps to give us that good old tune-up that we need. Step 1 in this tune-up is going to be adjust. We have to adjust our thinking. You know, we all have goals and dreams that didn't pan out for whatever reason. But when this happens over and over again, we wonder what we need to change. In a skill set driven world, we think we need a new skill or we need to improve on our weakest one. You know, rarely do we look at thinking as a starting point for this. We'll go to school, seminars, workshops, or read, looking for that one thing to make it all fall into place. And typically, it's our thinking that needs adjusting. See, we may have all the tools that we already need, but we just got to accept that it's our mindset where we need to start. That's why step 1 is acknowledging we got to work on our mindset first and adjust our thinking. Step 2, recognize. See, our mindsets are molded from prior experiences and emotional milestones that we've gone through throughout our lives. And when we aren't producing the results that we'd like, it's typically due to what they call counter mindsets. And these counter mindsets consist of things like self-doubt, limiting your beliefs and ideas, self-harm, and really just anything negative that's keeping you from your goals. Step 2 is about recognizing these. Our mind produces about 65,000 thoughts a day, which is just wild when you think about it. And another thing that's even more wild is that majority of those thoughts are negative. And it's not that we intentionally try to have these negative thoughts. They just seem to come automatic and is often referred to as ANTS. And ANTS is an acronym for automatic negative thoughts. And they happen so often that most of us aren't even aware that they're occurring. And without knowing it, these ANTS or negative thoughts kill our dreams and goals. You know, it's hard to stay positive when each time you try to do something, that little voice in your head is telling you you can't, or you're not qualified, or you're not smart enough, or whatever. See, the best way to get rid of these ANTS is by paying attention to them. Notice when and how frequent they're popping up when they occur. It's kind of like ants in your house. You can't get rid of these ants by ignoring them. You got to figure out where they're coming from and how they're getting in your house. And that's why this is a major step, because you can't change what you haven't acknowledged. That takes us into step three. Step three is flip the switch. All right, so we've identified our negative thoughts. We've recognized them. Now we need a way to stop them. With this step, the first technique we're going to talk about is flip the switch. We're going to turn our negative thoughts to positive thoughts. And you know, this will take time, and it may seem stupid at first or something that's weird just because it's out of your norm and, you know, it's something you're not used to. You know, as these negative thoughts come, we're going to counter these thoughts out loud with a positive thought. So when you're sitting there looking in the mirror and you start counting your flaws, soon as that starts happening, tell yourself you look good and say it out loud. You know, when you start hearing you're not smart enough to be at this job, or you're not qualified, you're not good enough, counter that with I'm here for a reason. You know, I'm capable of doing this. I'm worthy. Say these out loud, because negative thoughts and positive thoughts can't share the same space. So with that being said, we're going to be pushing those negative thoughts out with our positive thoughts. By speaking them out loud, we're going to get used to or conditioned to where these are going to be positive thoughts that are coming to our head. Instead of us having to counter something else, they're going to be automatic in a sense, I guess you could say. Another technique in this flip the switch step is if and then. And you know, the best example I can use for this is if that little voice starts telling you, first, let me back up. Say you're trying to lose weight, and this little voice starts telling you you're too tired, you know, you had a long day, you'll never lose weight. Just anything that's negative that's stopping you. If this little voice starts saying these things, then grab your stuff and go to the gym. Grab your stuff and go for a run or even a walk. Something that's just taking a step in the right direction, you know. One little positive step is enough to stop these ants from occurring. You know, it's just like flipping the switch. We're turning these negative thoughts into positive ones by taking a step forward, putting in initiative, instead of just sitting there and feed into the, yeah, I am too tired, I did have a long day, I'm not going to do anything today. You continue to do things like that, and it just builds and builds, and then you never go to the gym, or you never take the steps to lose weight. So, again, step three, we're going to flip the switch, and we're going to turn those negative thoughts into positive. All right, now, so with that being said, that concludes our episode for today. Part two will follow. So I'd like to ask you guys to please tune in to get the remaining steps of our mental tune-up, that good old tune-up that we're looking for. And just to recap, step one, we're going to adjust our thinking. Step two, we're going to recognize the negative thoughts or counter mindsets that pop up in our mind. And then step three, we're going to flip the switch. We're going to turn those negative thoughts into positive. Again, part two is going to follow. So I'd like to ask you guys to please tune in to that. And as always, man, I appreciate you guys for listening. If you have any comments or questions for me, please reach out at msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. And if you found this in the slightest bit helpful, please like, share it, and subscribe. If you think this could help anybody else, please just pass it along. I appreciate you guys again, man. And I'll see you on part two.